Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Woodward Hall Social Club. It's going to be an absolute brilliant night. Those of you that have been here before know exactly what I'm going to do now. And yes, that's right. And if you'd like to stand up, if you know what I'm going to do, if you'd like to stand up, you can help me. Right, what we have to do is, it's the fire regulations, and I have to show you where the fire exits are. And I also have to tell you that I'm a fire warden this evening. I'm not going to show you my badge, but I can assure you I'm a fire warden. Right, down to business. Where is he? Oh, got you. Gentleman there will show you exactly what I'm going to do. So, in case of an emergency, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to point out the fire doors to you. There's one on my left and one on my right. The door at the top where you came in, that is another fire exit. The door to the left, out into the garden, that is the other fire exit. Okay, that is it. Enjoy your evening. Thank you.
Maggie, you didn't tell them who we are. I'm sorry, who we were. It's lovely to see your smiling, familiar faces. Thank you very much for giving up your evening to be with us. We all know why we're here. Well, we're here for... We're here for about 3 hours, I think, including intervals. But we're having a lovely time so far and looking forward very much to the weekend, and this is all very much part of that. Gives us a chance to refresh our memories and remind ourselves that we've got to keep it real. It's not just about big events in fields, it's about a bit of playing as well.
Good luck, everybody.
Thank you.
Very special occasion for us because today they mowed the lawns outside, especially for the smokers to go and sit on. So thanks Woodford Holst, thanks Maggie and everybody. It's been a lovely evening. I mean, no, sorry. The next number is a tune called Dirty Linen that we learnt from David Cyril Eric Swarbrick a while back. In fact, in 1979. Which was when I joined the band. I'm celebrating 40 years this year, although that's
what was the deliberate mistake anyway?
Add up, does it? 41 years. And it's called Dirty Linen, and we'd like to play it tonight for John Anderson, who's celebrating his 37th birthday and looking remarkably well on it. So, John, happy birthday, and here's Dirty Linen for you. Good luck. Thank you. Those first two were from the first venture that we had as a band after we acquired Mr. Dave Pegg as our bass player supreme. And just to correct you on a point, Dave, you did join in 1970, not 1979.
Sorry.
It's funny how time slips away, but that's not the title of the next song. The next song is called Crazy Man Michael, and it predates Dave's appearance in the band. It was from an album we made shortly before that, in 1969, we made an album called Legion Leaf, of which I'm sure you're familiar. And this is a song written by two chaps who were in the band at the time. What were their names again? Dave Thompson and Richard somebody.
To be far, far away from.
Michael, he rehearsals for semblance to tunes and asks of the foolers their pardon for his true love has fallen into every fun.
Here's a song which is written by the late great Sandy Denny, a lady that lived for a couple of years, just a couple of miles from here in Byfield, in a little street called the Twistle, which some of you may have driven by where Sandy and Trevor used to live. It's a lovely song, and we're really pleased we've got it back in the repertoire. And thanks to Chris Leslie for volunteering to sing it. It became the title track of an album we made in 1974, and it's called Rising for the Moon. Thanks.
1974, was that 5 years before you joined the band?
That's right, yeah. 79, yeah.
We've got a song about that later.
Star of the enchant.
Song from slightly out of country, from Steve Tilston, who is a native of the Keithley area in beautiful West Yorkshire. And it's a song that came our way after we'd spent some time touring with him on our winter tour a few years back. And it's called Rocky Road.
Dig yourselves anew, from the traps that time will set in the sweetest tune. You must whistle up your wind and rise in every boom. There's long and mortal wishes to back the restless moves when you go. Oh, this rocky road, it makes the poor heart sore. If I ever get up this rocky road, I beg it, not it anymore. Thank you.
Thank you. This is a song now about love that could have happened. But I'll tell you about that song after next.
Hello. Now then, I think we've got some fantastic acts at the festival this year. Amazing. And it's a lot of music to take in, I realise that, so it's very important when you're out on that field to keep your energy levels up, which means you must eat right. So a little word on nutrition. I should be eating on the field at Leon's fabulous vegetarian stall, of course. And apart from Leon's great food, my other favourite meat substitute is Jack Daniels. It is. In fact, I find it a good substitute for food in general. I do. And it's highly nutritious and also can heighten your creativity. Some of you may be familiar with the phrase, creative as a newt. And this was much the state I was in when I got the idea for this next tune. When you've heard it, you'll say, yes, that makes sense. But I hope you like it. And it's called, it's going to be on, we're making a new album, you know, we just started it. A new album for you, and this one and the next one that Chris will tell you about when it comes is, they're both going to be, you might do, if we ask him nicely. You might not, now he's gone away, he's got the helmet. So that's a shame. Anyway, should I do a limerick? No. Danny Jack's Chase. Danny Jack's Chase, yeah. You'll like this, it's piratey. Thank you.
guess what's coming next? It's that song about that love, an opportunity that was missed. And the guy in the song regrets it ever onwards. And it stays with him through his day and his night, as you'll see in the song. And the song is called Wouldn't Say No.
Steel was glinting in the sun, mad black fear of a loaded gun. Cases lost and juries won, he's thinking. And all the time in his mind is a picture of a girl he had loved long ago. If this time is in the bed, he can tell you he won't say no.
One fan, actually. His name's Rui, and
the last time we played there, he was the audience. No, sorry, he was in the audience. He was in the audience, and he came along with lots of bottles of wine, which of course were absolutely useless to us because we never drink when we're performing, as you all know. But we did drink them afterwards. And we enjoyed his wine so much that he came to see us again, bearing more bottles of wine. And he came to the 100 Club in last May when we were doing our acoustic tour. And he bought this lovely Portuguese guitar. And he gave it to the band. And because Chris Leslie loves things with lots of strings on, the band donated it to Chris. And in the course of 24 hours, he came up with a song on it. He learned to play it and wrote a song on it and got Rui's name mentioned in the song. And Rui's coming to Cropperty on Saturday, and he doesn't know that we're going to be playing this song.
Please don't mention it.
So he's going to be in, he's in for a real shock, I think, because, well, look at it. And it sounds fantastic. So if you see Rui at the bar, or if somebody faints when we start doing this number and he looks Portuguese, that will be Rui. Yeah. And so it's called Rui's Guitar, another brand new Leslie composition, ladies and gents, for your delectable entertainment. Is that the right word, sir?
Close.
For your close entertainment.
Forever in a hole, always forced to roam.
Takes it in the right heart. Here's a song again from Steve, and it's about guitars again. Perhaps there's a link here, but it's not about being gifted a guitar. It's about looking at one and desiring it, and what comes next, the next chapter of your life after you've acquired the guitar. Called the Wooden.
Words didn't inspire, but he heard the truth in the wood and the wire. In a high street window, winked and beckoned, turned his head in a single second. First month's wage, heart's desire. He was under the spell of the wood and the wire. The wood and the wire became a man, dreams his fingers, pile his hand. It was louder than laughter, brighter than fire. With the promise that lives in the wood and the wire. with the wood and the wire. Wood and the wire came a man teaching his angels how to stand. Love that left your brother that fire. Promise lives in the wood and the wire.
Pretty. Have you got any Strictly Come Dancing fans in tonight? Yeah, maybe. The BBC still haven't commissioned that idea that we offered them, Strictly Come Morris Dancing, introduced by Ashley Hutchins and Bruce Forsyth. We thought that would be great. But they haven't got back to us on it. I'm disappointed about that. Some of the things they commissioned, would you believe it? Anyway, there. But if there are any of you who fancy a bit of ballroom dancing, there's a bit of space at the front. It's got that ballroom vibe. I find this room is a bit ballroom vibe. Lights. Some over there, too. Down there. So. If you fancy doing a waltz, it's a very good number to do this, because it's a waltz, this next one. So that's good for doing a waltz too. It's a 3-4 time. In the old days when you used to play gigs in Birmingham, I remember, we used to do functional gigs. And then the night got on and everybody had a few drinks. Me and Vo Fletcher used to play the announcer waltz and then play take five. Watch the film. Cool but fair, really. you know, it's that one. What fun. This is called The Wishfulness Waltz, and it appeared the first album, I think, that Chris did with us, wasn't it, Chris? It was the album that made the mid-90s, or something called Who Knows Where the Time Goes, the album was called. Beautiful song by a relatively unknown songwriter called... Yeah, I told you he was relatively unknown. The Wishfulness Waltz.
Of romance to consider the dancer away from the dance, for the partners, the brides, and combine and retire a giant like the flames to the fire. And the wishfulness waltz goes round to eternity. The time passes by upon a carousel horse, and strong expectation is when we greet delivery, the wonderful wishfulness awards. All the dreary spectators are pounded with mold, frozen in fear of surrendering control. We were cautioned to drown our uproarious dreams, but they would not submerge in the streams. For the wishfulness was makes everything winnable. The new step shall bury the old ones and foes. The devil gets lost and heaven's begin upon the wonderful wishfulness was. Thank you. show us the way, then dismantle the sky. Down the streets of our town, we'll pursue the refrain. The bullet has gone down.
Show when I get to talk to you quite a lot, which I think is inadvisable, but anyway, here goes. We're going to have an interval after this to get a drink, and also so we can have a lie down after this next item, which is a little medley. This is a sort of, if Cecil B. DeMille arranged a folk rock medley, this would be it, I think. It's called the Hen's March Medley. It's a big hen. Oh, the big hen's gone. The big hen's gone. Yeah, now during this piece, I'm going to go and stand over by Chris over there, so I can't reach my pedals, an essential part of these things down here, which we refer to as talent boxes. I'm lost without them. So Simon's going to operate my pedals, Joe.
If it's a gig, take it. Is it the fire? Is it Maggie's?
It's that door. I thought it was Simon operating my pedals. I thought, I don't have one that makes that noise.
Here's Maggie. Let's hear it for Maggie. Oh, it's stopped, Maggie. Can you believe it?
Apart from that sort of noise, there are no whooshing noises. You know, I like a nice whooshing noise myself, but there are no whooshing noises planned in this next piece. So if you suddenly hear me starting to make whooshing noises, it's not my fault. It's just me. Simon's pressed the wrong pedal.
So we're going to have an interval after this. If you have one at the same time, it'd be great. And we do have some programmes hot off the presses for Crockery. It's our biggest and thickest programme ever for the Crockery Festival. Yeah, it's like that thick. Girls, that's 6 inches. And no, it's 6 inches high, sorry, and it's really thick. It's got. And they're over in the corner. If you see Ula and B, they'll gladly sort you out. And thanks. Will you come back after the interval? Really convinced.
I'm going to move this over here because I need more room. Start the car.
Watch the German.
Thank you.
And it's called The Widow of Westmoreland's Daughter. So that's given the game. Goes like this. Completely terrified of the guitarist.
Thank you. chat.
Sorry.
1971. A mere 39 years ago. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble with my years this year. I don't know when it was, really, but I was in a band called Fairhope Invention, apparently, and we made an album that year. We're going to do two songs from it now. We're going to link them together with something really rather clever. It was a theme album, a thematic, rather. It told a story from start to finish in the way that was obligatory in those days, and this one was about a Victorian chap. A convicted murderer, a man taken to the scaffold and stretched by the neck until dead. But except it all went wrong. The machinery failed. Nobody knows why, and they won't now. We're going to do a couple of songs either side of that event. First song tells us what John Lee was thinking the night before he was taken to be executed, and the second the actual events of the morning, the grisly morning in 1884 when he was taken to the scaffold. Other forms of execution are available.
No wonder we never get in the charts.
This wasn't a single, this one.
Surprised Mr. Lee, we'll creep in behind his eyes, and with his eyes we will see. Wherever he goes to, we'll be close behind, we'll follow his dreams, and we'll show. See, hey, will to be held. The doom and the beautiful tread on the dew, with frost on their faces and shine on their shoes.
John, it's time to go. Gone a long down, don't be slow. Wake up, John, it's time to go.
Shake off the water, summon up the heart, dying to breathe.
is carrying you for ferociously. The stuff is tied around my feet and the back of my head. A death which separates the living from the dead. I shed it all in water, summer of the god. Dying so easy, waiting's very hard. And then it whispers to me, have you anything to say? My mouth is dry, my clothes tight, I answer, drop away. Silence now surrounds me, my heart is beating on. The trap door, I'll be moving tall, my life is still my own. The timbers, I hear the hangman say, it's funny but it worked well, I tried it yesterday. All is ended now, they say your glory is nearly over, your life's as good as ended. But I hear their voices waver, what's more, the boat is shaken. And again I hang in limbo, with the guardian from the trap door, and my bones stand on tiptoe.
Shake all the water, sun out the door. Life's freezing, waiting's very hard.
They stand me in a corner with my hands and feet still tied. The border holds on to the noose, the trapdoor opens wide. Is it magic or coincidence that keeps me on the brink? It seemed to work without me, would it kill me now, I think?
Consulted with my co-worker here, and in fact my list is correct. The next song is another old one. But we've been talking about how time slips away and how it's important for Fairport to reference its back catalogue, at the same time building a new one for the 21st century. But this song is one that will hopefully always be there. Trademark song from Sandy Denny, and hopefully one that we can hang to the coattails of her brilliancy and her talent for all time. Oh.
Who knows how my love will
hear now a daring do of a fiddle player. A fiddle player from Shetland. I'm sure you're all familiar now with Shetland. If I've done nothing else over the past few years, I've put Shetland on the map in Woodford Hulse. And his name was John Gowdy, this fiddle player, and he fell in love and got hit on the head with a lump hammer. And he ran back to his house and wrote a fiddle tune. And we play the tune halfway through the song. That's called John Broke the Prison Door. And at the end, we play some wonderful tunes written by Rick called The Bowman's Retreat. So John Gowdy retreating back to his house. Kind of. So the tale of John Gowdy.
You can dance to this.
You can.
John Gowdy was a fine young man in Shetland, six tall. He's the proud and loud of the town, he's quicker than he did bold. They planted up the plastic guns, the cartridges around. The world would place in Shetland as no better could be found. When John broke his door, yeah, I've seen his life before. He ran back to the level of shore, going for Sunday tune. John put his eye on a fair young girl, I think not far away. His were not the only eyes that saw the moon say. Look up and down the sandy flats, giving the car for bed. His rival dropped a hammer down, which took John on the head. When John broke prison door, Jen had seen his life before. He ran back to Liverpool shore, wrote himself a tune. It's just a sentry people blow, weakening his mind. Left him with his fiddle and spoon for the job he couldn't find. Now he was put to a beat and arranged the heat of the blazing sun. He would warm friends nearby to find their coming.
It's Leslie there with an everyday story of country folk. As it's lived in that sort of strange area between Scotland and Norway. Speaking of Norway, there's Norway back from this next one. Yes, because it's that one. This is the Jeremy Kyle song. The Jeremy Kyle of folk rock song. There's no DNA testing involved, but there is a lot of challenging behaviour going on. And betrayal and spats and stuff like that. And we've had a lovely time tonight, and we're looking forward to tomorrow, where we can do this all over again with some extra people involved. Welcome, gentlemen and ladies. Thank you very much for being here. And we're looking forward to the weekend of all. Because without you, the weekend wouldn't happen. And you're a particularly elite bunch because you've chosen to go the extra mile. Well, it's about 3.5 miles, probably. But thank you very much for making that effort. Love you, leave you, see you soon.
It's true. Thank you. Thanks very much. See you tomorrow.
All next weekend. Thanks for having us once again.
Thank you.
Very much. We've got a bit of a curfew here with the music because we have to have an early night with the boys. But the good news is the bar's open till 11:30. Let's hear it for Woodward Hulse.
Okay, everybody.
Yeah.
Got your song sheets?
Yeah.
Practice time.
Practice time. But it's for us anyway. It's very important that as many who want to raise their voice in song will do so in a few days' time in a field not far from here. So now's a good chance to practice that. You know the song. It's our way of saying goodbye and welcome back.
Used to see the color day. We'd all be making songs, all fine and better words. These ideas never lasted long. If you really mean
very much for your team.